This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Let's bring up a third one. We're going to move quickly through these, and then I'm going to share a few stories to close. Forgiveness is certain. Jesus died once and for all to be the sin bearer, to take away the sin. And that's significant because what's important in that, it's very personal. I tell you this all the time, but I think it bears repeating. Jesus didn't die just for the sins of the world in general. He died for your sins in particular and my sins in particular. It's very personal. That's why people are offended when you talk about the death of Christ, because intuitively they know that their sin put Christ on the cross. You know, you can quote the Sermon on the Mount, nobody's offended. Talk about the Beatitudes, and everybody says, isn't that wonderful? You know, blessed are the poor in spirit and all that. And we just, everybody loves that, but the moment you start talking about the cross, and the minute you start talking about Jesus dying on a cross for our sins, people take offense at that because they know intuitively in their spirits, even if they don't understand it intellectually, I'm responsible. I'm partially responsible for Jesus being on the cross if indeed he died for our sins. Let's bring up the last one, and then I'm going to move on to something else here. The Lord's return is certain. Jesus died to take away sin, but he's coming back again. He's coming a second time, the Hebrew writer says, to claim his own. You've got to believe that the Lord is going to return for this reason. The greatest proof for the return of Christ is the fact that Jesus promised to raise himself when he said, you'd kill this body and I'll raise it up in 3 days. And he did. And if Jesus has that capacity and capability to say, you take my life and I'll raise it up, and he completes that act and he does fulfill that statement and promise, you can trust him about his promise to come back. I really believe that with all my heart. If he kept the first promise, he'll keep this promise that he is coming back. Pam Rosewell was the lady who was the assistant to Corrie Ten Boom for 5 years. Corrie Ten Boom was the lady who spent years in a concentration camp in Europe during World War II. Her sister Betsy died in the prison camp. One day they're getting ready to leave for a speaking tour, packing stuff, and Pam Rosewell's packing her notes and things to take with them on their trip. The phone rings. Young man on the other end of the phone says, I've got to talk to Corrie. I've got a crisis in my life and I know she can help me. If you just let me talk with her for 15 minutes, that's all I need, I promise. And Pam Rosewell was nice and cordial, but she said, I'm sorry, we're getting ready to head to the airport. Corrie Ten Boom can't take your call, but maybe when we get back in town in a few weeks, we'll call you. Corrie Ten Boom said, Pam, sit down a second. I want you to call that young man back and get him on the phone, but I want to tell you why. She said, Pam, I lived in the shadow of the furnaces. I lived in the shadow of the furnaces. What does that mean? She said, Pam, every morning I got up and I would see the sun come up, and I didn't know if that was my last sunrise, because I would say, they could kill me today. Today may be the day I go into the furnace. Today may be the last time I see the sun come up. It may be the last noon I experience. It may be the last 3 o'clock I experience, because this could be the day. And she said, when you live in the shadow of the furnace, you live differently. She said, get that young man on the phone. We'll talk to him. Let me tell you this. Nobody in this room lives in the shadow of the furnace. But I'll tell you what, every man, every woman in this room lives in the shadow of the certainty of death. You do, and so do I. We all live in the shadow of the certainty of death, the certainty of judgment, but we live in the shadow of the certainty of forgiveness and the certainty that God said Jesus is going to return again to claim his own.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.